be like a bird who, halting in her flight on a limb too slight, feels it give way beneath her, yet sings, knowing she has wings, yet sings, knowing she has wings. Be like a bird who, halting in her flight on a limb too slight, feels it give way beneath her, yet sings, knowing she has wings, yet sings, knowing she has wings.
Hello and welcome to the Womb-Centered Healing Podcast. I'm Sama Morningstar, and today I have another excerpt from an interview with a guest speaker on the Womb-Centered Healing Temple Opening Summit. This speaker is Stacy Herrera, and today we're discussing how the mother wound, or wounds that are passed down through the generations from our grandmothers to our mothers to ourselves, even wounds that happen between in the mother-daughter relationship, can manifest into illnesses in our wombs. And Stacy is sharing about her personal experience of this, and that despite the medical interventions that she experienced, she ended up having even more insightful powers in her womb space, from her womb space, connecting even more deeply through the healing process of attending to all of these layers that was available to her in her womb space. So I am very thrilled to share this with you right now. So here it is.
But what I didn't know yet was that the creation of those fibroids was partly about the mother wound. Now, I did know the hereditary, the physical hereditary traits, like my mom had fibroids and my older sister had fibroids. And I was also aware that my mother had a prolapsed uterus, and my great grandmother's uterus was so prolapsed that it actually would come out of her vagina and it would be like an udder and she'd have to push it back in there. So I was aware of these things, but still not really, even though I was in tune with other parts of my body, like I could say like, oh, I'm having back pain, but I know that this isn't back pain and that it won't show up on an X-ray, because what's really happening is my root is out of balance. So I was aware in other areas, but I really hadn't even tuned into the sacral chakra yet. But for me, I needed to literally remove the majority of my uterus to get there. So I had the surgery. My body rejected immediately. Like, I had the surgery on Wednesday. By Friday, my bowels and my bladder had stopped working. Like, my body was like, this is not okay. And so rather than taking a bunch of medication, I remember, because nothing worked. I also have a resistance to pain medications. Like, my nerves don't have receptors to be dulled by synthetic things. Mm-hmm. So if I'm giving anesthesia, if I'm awake, I can feel it. So Novocaine, lidocaine, none of those things. I have to literally be unconscious for my body to respond. So I went through like the healing of this surgery that, unlike some people, it took me a year to be able to wear jeans. Because my body didn't even want anything on top of my belly, because they had gone in laparoscopically. So during that process, like, I was so concerned because there was so much discomfort. And I knew it wasn't just physical, though. And I don't know how I knew that. I just did. I knew it wasn't just physical. And I knew that I needed to, like, really get my meditation game strong, which I was a meditator. And I was, but before, I had used meditation as a way to medicate and to numb out. because people don't think you can use meditation just like you could use a pill and as not connecting, but to actually numb out. And that's what I was used to doing. But this was very different. And so over the course of time, I, for whatever reason, again, like there was no like voice that I remember hearing. I just remember knowing, and I went from meditating upright to meditating horizontally to tuning into my womb space and connect. And I don't know what it was. I just did. And it felt right. And I knew that I came to know that when I would tune in, even if I needed to know something that wasn't about me, like if I was connecting with a new client, for example, and I would meditate before the call and tune into my womb space and say, is there anything that I need to know? Anything that I need to ask? Anything I need to explore with this person? And I would get guided like that. Like I would wake up and be like, and be able to ask questions of clients that I could not have possibly known.
So that is the preview interview, pre-excerpt of the interview, the full interview, in which we go much deeper into this discussion. And so if you would like to hear the full interview as well as the interviews that I did with 22 other women, including an interview that I had one of those women do with me to talk about my womb-centered healing journey, then please sign up for the Womb-Centered Healing Temple Opening Summit at wombcenteredhealing.com. And the opening ceremony, there'll be a live opening ceremony on the 31st of October, 2018 at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So sign up to gain access to that opening ceremony, and there will be several other ceremonies and live bonus events going on during the 12-day or 13-day summit. So look forward to seeing you there. All right, take care.